famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw speaking. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What are you looking at me like that for? I don't know. It's kind of an unusual... It sounded like a very unusual way to open the show. But anyway...
Well, you've opened it like that before, Phil.
Yeah, I suppose. Is David on the line?
Yeah, with you, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, Phil, I'm waiting for you.
Okay, yeah, and you're taking a bath, and that's fine. That's okay.
I figure if there's anybody that you have as a guest on your show that can take a bath and not have to take too much crap for it, that guy would be me. What do you think? You agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so, yes, David.
So I'm going to just have myself a bath. I've had a very, very rough day. It's been a very tiring day. We've had, you know, there's a lot going on, Phil, in the world of media. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but...
Yeah, yeah. What are you, being a smartass?
No, I'm just saying, I know that you had a busy weekend out partying with your friends. Look, Phil, I just want to say this. You can do whatever you want to do. You own the company. You brought me on as a consultant. But I think that when you spend a couple of nights with Derek Waters throwing him back, then you go to the Pasadena and hang out with your friends from Florida and start tossing a few back there. And the next week, we know that we're doing one extra, you know, encore show.
Yeah, but there was usually two a week, David, and he did three last week.
Yeah, so I heard. So what's going on with you anyway? That's, you know, Bud was concerned, the general was concerned.
What are you talking about? What's going on? What, were you guys talking to him?
Yeah, we did.
Phil, let me do it, Bud. We talked to David. We were worried.
We were worried a little bit.
They were concerned, Phil. They're thinking that maybe you're getting next to a jug or something. I don't know what.
Next to a jug.
Well, so what's going on with you?
There's nothing going on with me. I don't know. Maybe I'm tired or something. I think you're overworked. I think there's too much going on in his life right now. I think this woman, Jackie, I think is turning him around.
What's going on with her?
She's not doing anything, okay? Don't bring her up. Well, what's the story with her anyway? Are you marrying that girl or not?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to know, Mr. Henry. A lot of people have called in. A lot of people want to know.
What's going on with Jackie? You marrying her or not?
None of anybody's business what I'm doing with her, okay? It's got nothing to do with her. Well, you seem to be on edge, son. You seem to be, I don't know, you seem to like, you know, like you're getting your heart broken or something. No, I'm not. I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that I don't want to mention, but you know about it, David. We're doing a lot of moving around.
So that stuff's got you uptight.
Yeah, a little bit, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's about, frankly, we're trying to expand our horizons a little bit around here, folks, and I'll let you know in due time.
I think you need to let the audience know now. Otherwise, they're sitting there going, I'm getting call after call, Phil, from people saying, what, you know, what's this? I got a call the other day from Ruth Finley. You know this guy?
Yeah.
He's a listener of yours.
I know him, yeah.
Yeah, he calls up and he says to me, I said, hi, David Hall. And he says, what's going on with this guy anyway? And I said, I don't know. You know, the...
Wait a minute. Wait, the guy just calls you out of the blue and he said what?
I picked up the phone. I said, hi, David Hall. He said, David? I said, yeah. What's his trouble? I said, I don't know. We're looking into it. And
So you knew immediately what he was talking about?
Yeah, he just called up and he said, so what's his trouble?
How often do you guys talk?
That's probably the first time in a year.
Hey, so he calls you out of the blue for a year, and what, General? Well, Phil, it's not, you know, people are going to call up. I talk to listeners all the time. They'll just walk up to me on the street, and here we go again with you on the street. That's right. I'm walking down the street. Generally, I've got one of the schnauzers with me, and people will walk up to me on the street. Where do you walk exactly where people walk up to you on the street?
Yeah, like in Delamo?
No, I'm not in Delamo. Hey, what is this anyway? Go ahead, General. In my neighborhood, okay?
All right, we got it, General. Go ahead.
So, you're... I can hear the water.
Yeah.
Well, you were quiet for a little bit there.
Yeah, you were quiet. What's going on there?
Oh, boy.
Well, what was happening?
All right, I was urinating.
In the tub?
I'm letting the water out slowly. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man.
All right, let's get back to what we're talking about.
Okay, so this guy calls you up, and he says, what's going on with him?
Yeah, a lot of the listeners are asking that, Phil. They're saying, go ahead, General. You met up with this guy out the other day?
Yes, I met with this guy the other day. He says to me, General Shaw, I said, yeah. He says, what's the deal? I said, I think maybe he's overworked. So you guys immediately knew what people were talking about?
Yeah.
Of course. I know. I talk to Gabby. You know, she does my nails twice a month.
Yeah.
I sat down at a salon over there at Park Vista.
Yeah.
And I said, Gabby, how are you? She said, so what happened? You know, can you give me... I said, I think he's just tired. You guys just right away know.
Yeah, we do. You know, same thing happened with Vivian. She said, I said, hey, baby. And she says, yeah. She said, She said, "Is he, you know, is it fatal?" I said, "No, it's not fatal. I think he's got a lot on his mind."
Nobody has to say it's my name. No one says, "Hey, what's with Phil?" You just say, "Hey, is it fatal?"
That's right. That's how, you know, that's how intimately people will talk. That's how people just walk up to us who don't even know us from Adam and really don't even care and start talking about you. Frankly, it's a little insulting, to be honest with you.
Well, I found it that way, too. Well, you know, you want people to say, "Hey, General Shaw, I really like you on the show." No, it's, "Hey, General Shaw, what happened to him? Where did he go wrong?" That kind of thing. Just about me. Yeah.
So anyway, but people want to know is, why is it they're getting one extra encore show in the week? And, you know.
Well, that's only been the last couple of weeks. I think we did one extra encore show. And like I said, I just got my ass kicked with a lot of work. And
and a lot of booze. Let's get right to it, Phil. Too much booze.
No, no. Yes, maybe one. Maybe Saturday night, okay?
Aha! Just as I said, Sebeked.
Just as you Sebeked?
Yeah. Saturday was the day, wasn't it?
Saturday was the Kentucky Derby. I don't even watch horse racing anymore, but Rob was out here from Florida. We saw Ray was over there, and so we all sat down there in the tap room at the Langham, you know, at the Langham Hotel.
Oh, well. Excuse me, Mr. Rockefeller.
Oh, give me a break, will you? That's where they were staying. I just came over to see them.
Who's they?
Rob and Debbie.
Okay.
So they're watching the race, and they said, "Hey, sit down, let's watch the race." So I watched the race, and we had dinner, and
I understand that you had dinner over at the Arroyo Chop House.
Where do you get this information?
Bud?
I did. I had to tell him. He wanted to know. He was tracking you.
He was tracking you, Phil, as we all were. Yeah, about 8 o'clock at night, Phil, I got the call from Bud. He said that you'd left the Langham, you were at the Arroyo Chop House, and that you were about to leave. Where are you getting this information, Bud?
God, Mr. Henry,
where are you getting it?
I talked to the guy at the chop house, Barry.
You talked to the guy at the chop house, the guy that parks the cars?
Yeah. And he threw it back to the gal over at the Langham, and he said, "Okay, they're leaving now." And
yeah, they said that you were leaving, and they tracked you all the way, and then they picked up the guys at the valet of the cars, they picked it up.
What, am I being spied on? Why do you call it being spied on? These are people that are concerned, Phil.
A lot of people are concerned. They said that what happened was, you guys left the chop house, so I guess Rob and Debbie went to their room. Ray took off for his place. You spent the night at the Langham, right?
Yes, one night.
Oh, well, okay. Look at this guy. He's able to afford a night at the Langham. Anyway,
it ain't that expensive, one night.
Okay. So then what happened was, you went to the bar, you got another drink, you left your credit card there, and you left your phone there. Yes or no?
Why do I have to answer these questions?
Because you have listeners, you have subscribers, we have people we do business with, and they want to know what's going on with you, Phil. Otherwise, they don't want to do business with you anymore. They don't want to do business with you anymore.
Yes, okay. I went inside to the bar, and I had another drink.
There. How many was that? About 6, 7 drinks?
Hey, David, you're making me out to sound like an alcoholic or something, man. All I had was a few drinks over the past weekend with friends. The first time I let my hair down, if you'll pardon the expression, you know.
Yeah, because you're bald, you know.
Yeah, I get it. The first time...
Because he's bald, you know.
Yes, you're bald, Phil. I understand that. The first time...
Because he's bald.
Will you shut up, Bud?
We get it, Bud. He's bald.
Okay. The first time I let my hair down, Bud, huh?
Okay, you're bald.
Right. In a long time. So I'm there.
So you're there, and I got the word from Tony, who works the bar there at the tap room.
So now you got a guy at the bar, you got the guys at the valet. Well, who else?
Don't worry about it, Phil. These are people that are concerned for you. He said to me that you left, went to your room, came back about, 20 minutes later, and said, "Has anybody left a phone here?" And he said, "Yeah, because generally they take the phones that have been left there, they leave them on the bar for a while, see if anybody comes back. Some poor stumbling drunk comes back like you." And
hey, David, I don't appreciate that, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. But they're looking for anybody who comes back looking for their phone. You came back looking for your phone. You found your phone, right?
Yeah, it was right there.
Right. Then you go back up to whatever you did. You went and you left. And then I get the word from Rob and Debbie. They both saw you back at the Langham yesterday. You were walking in from your car, and they said, "What are you doing?" You said, "To pick up your credit card."
I left my credit card at the bar, yeah.
Okay, so you left a phone and a credit card at the bar at the Langham.
What are you all upset about?
Because, Phil, if I'm doing business with you, I got to know that I'm doing business with a guy that's got his act together, he's got his stuff packed tightly, that knows what's going on each and every second of the day, that has his stuff so tightly packed that you'd be very proud to stick it on a belt at Miami International. That's how tightly packed it is.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry, Phil. It wasn't the quickest line, but hey, you know what?
Anyway, so that's what happened. I'm here. I'm reporting for duty, sir. I'm not screwing up.
How are you feeling?
Phil, how do you feel? Because you don't look that well. I think I look fine, but if I don't look that well, well, how are you feeling? I'm tired, man. I'm a little tired, but I don't know, man, you know.
Yeah, see, there, now we're getting to it. There you are.
I don't know. It's just, it's been very, very busy. There's nothing going wrong with my life. It's been extremely busy, trying to keep a lot of people happy, having to do a lot of chicken shit, you know.
Like what?
Like none of your business, okay?
All right.
But, I, you know, just a lot of business stuff. So that's it. And I wasn't, and if I got everybody concerned, I'm sorry. And, yeah, I did leave my credit card there. And
what did you, you turned around and came back to get it? Get a load of that, General.
What are you turning around and coming back? Why don't you just cancel it? I'll tell you why I don't cancel it, because there's business being done with that card, okay? I cancel that card and somebody suddenly comes in with a charge. They go, what happened?
Say that again.
I said I'm doing business with that card.
You're buying drinks with a card that you're doing business with?
Yes, okay, yes. I might have made a mistake using the card for drinks, but the fact is, that card I do a lot of business with, all right? So I'm not about to cancel it, because somebody's going to come in with a charge and say, hey, how come you're not paying us? And I'll say, oh, I canceled the card because I lost it at a bar room.
Yeah, there we go,
Mr. Henry.
There you go, right there, Phil. Yeah, Phil, you got to watch that stuff. Okay, I get it.
Right. All right, so then what?
Then what? What? I mean, that's what happened. So I did that. I got my phone, came home.
Yeah, you wasted a whole half a day going back over there to get it. I'm just concerned, Phil, that I'm in business with some guy that's losing his grip. Okay?
Okay, I'm not losing my grip.
You're sure?
Yes.
I don't know. What? Oh, man, it feels good, you know? Okay. Hold on, Phil.
Yeah.
Get me the butternut soap, okay? It comes in the green package.
Yes, sir.
Where are you?
I'm at my house.
Who is that?
That's the butler.
Oh, get out of here.
That's Tony.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, who's Tony?
He's a guy that works around here, okay? The butternut soap, Tony, and also get me the chamois. So, what are you laughing at, man?
Nothing. I ain't laughing at nothing. All right, David, anything else?
No, nothing else. I'm going to have myself a knife. I just want to give myself a little more hot water here, though. Oh, yeah. God.
What are you looking at? I'm looking at you guys, okay? Because this all started with you guys talking to him about, hey, you know, things might not be as smooth running around here as possible. Well, Phil, all we know is that you've been slacking off a little bit.
Yeah, and the listeners have noticed it.
What, are they complaining?
Well, I mean, no, but... In anticipation of it, you know, because you never know when one of them's going to, you know, walk up to you on the street.
Yeah, here we go again with that.
Yeah. And they're going to say, what's, you know, because I had a guy about a week ago Tuesday, Tony Cobb, you know him?
Yeah.
He comes up and he goes, hey, bud. I go, hey. He goes, what went wrong in his life? And I said,
oh, get out of here. Hey, people are doing that, Phil. What went wrong in his life? And you know immediately they're talking about me.
Yeah.
No, what happened, folks, was nothing more than just partying with my friends and a lot of stuff got out of whack a little bit. Okay, so anyway, thank you for all of that, you fine people. Thank you for everybody helping me find my phone and my credit card. I'm alive. I'm living large. Now, we do have Barstow Wyckoff. Wasn't David going to hang around for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to get call him back.
Call him back, because I think he wants to talk to this guy, Barstow. What about?
I think he wants to offer the guy a show.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
No.
David, okay, sorry we hung up on you.
Yeah, I don't like being hung up on, Phil, okay?
All right, I didn't know you had another segment with us. You're going to talk to this guy, we've had this guy, talk about too many, you know, stuff slipping through the cracks. This guy, Barstow Wyckoff, has been on the show. This will be the third night.
You want to spit that out? God damn, this will be the third night that Barstow Wyckoff... I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
This will be the third show we've had Barstow Wyckoff on. Why?
Because the guy... Because he reflects the feelings of so many of us, Phil, which is that life is a very difficult proposition. Every time certain people open their mouths, we want to commit homicide. Every time certain people are just come into our presence, it's all we can do not to just jump on them and ride them like we're wild baboons, okay? Now, this guy, Barstow Wyckoff, might have something. He walks around, he's got a pole up his rear end, morning, noon, and night, his jaws are tight, he's ready to flip his lid at any second. And I thought a show called I'm About Ready to Come Unglued, I'm Barstow Wyckoff might be interesting.
I'm
Here he goes again.
Phil, this is very deadly serious. Oh, sure. I'm about ready to come unglued. I'm Barstow Wyckoff.
Yes, that's the name of the show. Is he, Bud?
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Wyckoff on line three.
Okay, Barstow Wyckoff's going to join us here on line three. Oh, hold on, Phil, if you don't mind. Barstow, how you doing?
Hey, David, hello, and Phil, thank you. Everyone, thank you for letting me come on the program. I'm actually sitting outside the Brainwave Institute. I'm over here at Gertie's. I'm having some dinner.
You're having dinner right now?
Yes, I am having dinner. I'm at a sidewalk cafe.
Hey, Barstow, it's or Dr. Wyckoff, I should say.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if people would call me by Dr. Wyckoff. I sweated and I worked very hard to get that title.
I understand. Dr. Wyckoff, sir, it's Phil Henry. Thank you for coming on the program. I had no idea you were going to be on with us. David's offering you a show.
Yes, I'm excited about that prospect of coming unglued with Dr. Barstow Wyckoff.
Now, how do you feel about I'm about to come unglued?
Well, what's the title, David?
I thought the title would be Barstow Wyckoff, I'm about to come unglued. Something like that.
Here's what I like. I like, I'm Barstow Wyckoff, and I'm going to come unglued if I got to look at you. What is the laughter for?
I found that funny. Phil, we're talking to Dr. Wyckoff, who has helped an awful lot of people, and in the process, his life is a very tense and extremely nervous thing for him to deal with. Yeah, so sitting there and laughing at him, you guys are, there's something creepy about this. You guys are suddenly taking the side of everybody around here against me.
Well, I think it's that General and Margaret are basically saying there's a lot of good things that you can do, but you're kind of letting things slip through through your grasp.
Can I just say, I don't have a lot of time, so I think that you're supposed to be talking to me, right?
Yes, we are going to talk to you. Okay, so Barstow Wyckoff, go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead with what?
Well, we want to do a show. We're thinking about a show called I'm Barstow Wyckoff, and I'm going to come unglued if I got to look at you. Okay?
Yeah.
What does that title mean, sir?
It means that I am a man who has dealt with a lot in life. And I, as you can tell, Phil, as I told you the other day, I walk around, my teeth are clenched, and I'm ready to just come unglued. And when I say that I'm going to come unglued if I got to look at you, what I mean is, if one more person comes to me with a problem, then I'm probably going to lose it. And so it is a warning, and it is also a way of informing people, you got to lighten up. Everybody got to lighten up, and everybody got to give each of us a break and just kind of find solutions to our own problems. And that's what I find interesting about the show, Phil, that he's going to do. Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, I'm going to come unglued if I got to look at you, is about finding solutions to your own problems, okay, and not always seeking out professional help.
Well, okay. All right. Now, Dr. Wyckoff, you work at the Brainwave Institute. I know you're a neurologist. I know you're a psychiatrist, and you do psychotherapy?
Yes, I have. I've done a great deal of psychotherapy, and I've been involved in a lot of the different disciplines. I even gave out to Frank Gray a very minimal shock therapy, which was, you know, I wish it had been more effective. And here's the problem with shock therapy. Electroshock can be enjoyable for the doctor administering it. Now, I know that that's really controversial.
Wait, I want to hear that. Did you just say that electroshock is enjoyable for the doctor administering it?
Yes, I did. And I'm not saying that that's something that I endorse today. I'm saying that it's somewhere along the line, some doctors got to enjoy it and they started to use it, okay? So, no, we don't use it anymore.
And you use it on Frank Gray?
Yes, I did. But we're not doing that anymore. What we want people to understand is that by just coming into our office and the fact that I got to look at them, boy, I'll tell you what.
You're just afraid, you know, that you're not going to do them no good.
No, I'm not going to do them any good. So this is why we suggest that people begin to seek out your own solutions.
Dr. Barstow Wyckoff is with us. You notice the way that he talks. He has a very tense jaw. It's because he has spent a lot of time at the Brainwave Institute talking to, you said it on our show, talking to, and I'm sorry to laugh.
Well, this is where we lose a credibility, Phil, with the audience when you start laughing. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Dr. Wyckoff said,
I'll say it for you, Phil. I walk around with my jaws tight because I got to talk to a lot of dumbasses every day. I said on your show.
That's right. You said that you talk to too many dumbasses. It causes you to tighten your jaws.
See, I can hear you laughing, and this I've heard a lot of other people say on your show, I can hear you laughing. And you should do a show, Phil. It should be, I can hear you laughing, the people that hate Phil Henry. Dr. Wyckoff, it's David G. Hall. Are you getting angry at Phil?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, because I hear what you say.
Okay, look at Wyckoff.
Dr. Wyckoff.
No, Wyckoff. I have had about enough of this, okay?
What the hell is this? I thought I'd be treated with respect.
I've had about enough of this crap. Now, you want to come on this program here? You want to promote a show called I'm Dr. Barstow Wyckoff.
Baron?
Barstow Wyckoff. And I'm going to come unglued if I got to look at you. That's fine. But don't go dumping your problems on me and saying that I'm the cause of them.
All right, Phil, I'm sorry. I've been, like yourself, I've been overworked.
You know,
give people a break, Phil. You know, a lot of people are overworked just like you.
Okay, okay. David G. Hall's in a bathtub. What do you think of that?
I think that's fantastic. I think that's what intenses you. And although I did hear, did you say, David, I heard you say you wanted the butternut soap? Yeah, I used the butternut soap. Oh, boy, okay. If that's what you want.
What is wrong with the butternut soap?
Well, do you want me to say here on the air? Say it on the air. What do you got to say? The butternut soap, David, is usually used as a rectum salve.
A rectum salve? Are you kidding me?
Shut up, bud. Now, what are you trying to tell me? Listen, I went to bat for you, Dr. Wyckoff, and now you're making me look like I'm swinging from one vine to the next. I'm just telling you, if you're using the butternut soap, it's something that they have used as a rectum salve. I would recommend, in all honesty, if you want to use a soap, use Oatmeal Plus. It's a soap that's based in oatmeal. I'm not going to use any oatmeal soap.
Right, why can't he just use the butternut soap? Who gives a crap?
Okay, if you want to be known as a guy that rubs soap on them that they use for ass cream. You said it was a salve. You didn't say it was a cream. What are you telling me? It's a lube? That's basically what it is. It's a lube.
Good. Otherwise, I was going to do it. Oh, all of a sudden, you guys are on my side. Well, it started to get squirrely. Started to get squirrely. I'm telling you, man, that's the last I want to hear that guy on the show. Do you understand, bud?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to hear Barstow Wyckoff on my show with his tensed up jaw and his bullshit. Jesus. I'm using the butternut soap. That's it.
Yeah, rectum salve. This is where your show, Phil, really fails. And a lot of people ask, why aren't you bigger than Joe Rogan? Why aren't you bigger than Mark Maron? Here's why. Because you get into the rectum salve stuff, the show falls apart. Look at him laugh. Look at you laughing at that.
Yeah. That's right. That's it. If the show's got to fail at that level, I guess it has to fail at that level. But I didn't say it, okay? Dr. Barstow Wyckoff did, and I didn't bring him on the show. And the next time you bring people on the show, bud, I want to know about it.
Okay, you knew that Mr. Hall was coming on.
I did know that. I know he's going to bring on this guy Wyckoff.
I don't know it either. He says, oh, hey, yeah, bud, I'm coming on, and just call this number.
So you called him up?
Yeah. You're not. Nobody told me, you know, better call Mr. Henry before you do that.
Give the kid a break, Phil. Okay, sorry. All right, what are we coming back with?
Nothing. I'm leaving.
All right, coming up next, we have Doctors Raccoon and Baboon from the Yago Institute in New York City. And they, too, I understand, are looking to produce a show here on our platform.
Yeah, they called up Dr. Raccoon just about a 3:30.
Can we knock it off with that 3:30 stuff?
Sorry.
But when did they call?
About a 3:30.
Today?
No, yesterday.
All right, well, we are trying to expand a lot of the shows that we're presenting on the Phil Henry Show website on our platform. We do have the podcast from Dr. Elcott. We replay a lot of the old Bobby Dooleys, but we haven't had any new material in terms of other shows. So we will bring on Dr. Raccoon and Dr. Baboon when we come back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doctors Raccoon and Baboon next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. With us is Doctors Raccoon and Baboon from the Yago Institute. They're actually en route to a conference in Connecticut. Who do I have?
Yes, Phil, this is Dr. Raccoon, and I have Dr. Baboon right here. Hello.
Gentlemen, it's great to talk with you, and I wanted to, first of all, thank you for being on the program, and I know that's... it's late notice, but you approached me last month and wanted to talk about doing a show on our platform.
Yes, we think that we can bring the Yago issue to the people to listen to your program and let them know what Yago is. We understand that Dean Wheeler had Yago, which was, we feel, a bastardization of yoga, and then he went to Yago, and we felt that there was a little too close for comfort.
We thought it was too close for comfort for the Yago.
Yes. And so, Baboon here has, what do you have?
I have this 5-point checklist on how the Yago is different from Yago.
Okay, do you guys still have a copyright problem?
No, we won't pass that. If Mr. Wheeler insists on demonstrating what he calls Yago to his people there at his Wheeler Resort, if he insists on having people standing there on the cliffs above the Pacific Ocean doing these. They're sort of obscene.
Well, I know that these the postures that he has are people with their noses up each other's rear ends, basically.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But Dr. Raccoon, isn't that what you do?
What do you mean, is that what I do?
Well, isn't that what Yogo does? Isn't that what Yogo is?
Yogo, yes. Yogo does have different postures that some people may interpret as obscene, but nothing as gauche, nothing as upfront, and as crude as what we call in-your-face, the in-your-face saunas, which is where you have your nose up there, you've got your face right in it. Yeah, we don't have people do that, but yes, you're right. Some of our postures and asanas do verge on what some people may consider to be over the line. Yes, over the line, but not obscene.
Can you give us an example of one?
Yes, of course. As opposed to yoga is a spiritual system that enhances not only the physiology, but also the psychology, the mentality, the spirituality. We have the man, he lays on his stomach, so he's away, and the woman then does what's called a duck walk. Beginning at his feet, she duck walks across his body all the way up to his head. Never once does he see her doing this. So she's duck walking, her legs are spread, her hips are spread, she's about 3 inches away from his body, and she's duck walking across his body, and then at the end, just as she reaches the face area, then he flips over, she turns, and duck walks back.
Say that again. No, wait a minute. I think I understand. She's duck walking, squatting over the guy's body, duck walking along the guy's body while he's on his stomach.
Yes, that is correct. And then what happens is when she gets to the end, then he flips over on his back and he's looking straight up just as she spins about and duck walks back the other way. So in Yogo, we call that eye rinse. The eye rinse is...
What is it called, the eye rinse?
Yes, the eye rinse. So that when the man flips over and the first thing he sees is there it is, and she ducks walks away, it's not this crude sticking your nose in there. He's basically looking at it and going, hey. And then, then she walks away or duck walks away.
If you guys are messing around...
I swear, no, we're not. This is absolutely the truth.
All right, well, I don't know, man. So what is this all supposed to do?
Well, what it does is it imbues them with the spiritual connectedness of their relationship. At the same time, there is an aura of eroticism. The duck walk is good for the hips. It's good for the thighs and legs. And of course, the man does the same thing.
I was going to ask you, does the man turn around and do the same thing?
Yes, the woman lies on her stomach. Then she flips over. He's duck walking up and down.
What is it? You guys call it the eye rinse?
No, the eye rinse is when they flip over, and just as he flips over, he's looking right up at it, and then it duck walks away.
What do you mean, it duck walks away?
I mean, she does. And so the eye rinse is that. What that position, what that particular asana is called is love on a one-way street.
Love on a one-way street. All right. So you guys are proposing a show where you talk about this.
Yes, we'd like to propose a show once a week on the Phil Henry platform where we talk about these different asanas, from the duck walk to the love on a one-way street. We have burgers half off. We have the annunciation. We have...
But wait a minute. What is burgers half off?
The burgers half off is when a man slings his head behind... slings his leg, I should say, behind his head and clears the lungs, clears the vocals. So you have your leg behind your head and you are vocalizing as such. Ah. Then you take the other leg, you put that behind your head and you vocalize as such. So you see, there's two sides to the coin. There is the spiritual, there's also the laughter. That is the very basic physical as well as psychological and emotional reaction to the world.
And that's called burgers half off.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez. So what's it to you, Mr. Andy?
What do you mean, what's it to me? What does that mean, burgers half off? And the other thing is the eye rinse and the duck walk. I don't know.
Mr. Henry, we are trying to bring to your show something that Dean Wheeler never brought to your program, which is absolute spiritual pronunciation and clarification on these different positions.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, Dean Wheeler, he's got his position, somebody's nose is up someone's rear end. With you guys, they're duck walking across to someone's back, and then they flip over just in time to see their ass hanging over there.
Yeah, so what? So you flip over in time to see the ass hanging over your face. So what? There's an awful lot of people out there, Mr. Henry, that don't even have it that good in this world. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to say there is spirituality and there is emotional connection even as someone's duck walking and squatting over your face.
Well, so what's different between that and Wheeler?
Mr. Henry, I have to say, you went, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. That's what you sounded like. I would say the big difference is...
Thank you very much for letting me know.
Okay, I would say the big difference is that we never take our eye off the spiritual. And Mr. Wheeler, what he does it for laughs. He's got people, hey, everybody, let's do these different asanas, and you wind up with your nose up your wife's rear end. Ha, 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 ha. He thinks it's a big laugh. He's siphoning all kinds of money out of these weekend jackasses that go up to his resort. This, for us, at the Yogo Institute, is a spiritual undertaking that we're very serious with.
Well, seeing is believing. And when I watch you guys duck walking and squatting over someone's face, like Phil said, it doesn't sound much different from what Wheeler does.
It is much different. Trust me, General. If you'd like, I can demonstrate the duck walk as well as the burgers half off for you.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, you see there, look, you're afraid. You're afraid of the burgers half off.
Okay.
What were you laughing at? What do you find so funny?
The burgers half off, I find that very funny.
I think that that's discriminating against my religion, and I find that to be very offensive.
Well, a lot of that happens on this show, I'm afraid to say. So.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. We do. We discriminate against a lot of religions around here. I'll probably wind up dying in police custody because of it. Bud Dickman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Phil, you're kidding. Yes, I'm kidding, I hope.
Mr. Henry, don't be so sure. There's a lot of people out there who would like to see a guy like you wind up in a cage someplace, okay? So be careful.
I'm very careful. Thank you very, very much, Doctors Raccoon and Baboon. You're Raccoon, right?
I'm Dr. Raccoon Baboon. Go get the car.
Okay.
So I guess that was Dr. Baboon.
That's right. I'm not stuttering over here. So.
Oh, man. You know what? The day you got involved with any of those nuts was a bad day. Got that right. Thank you very, very much, Drs. Raccoon and Baboon from the Yogo Institute. Thank you, David G. Hall, and thank you, whoever the hell else. Oh, yeah, Dr. Barstow Wyckoff. Can we do some shows where we don't have any doctors, like guys are pretending to be doctors, I should say?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for CMPRI Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one.